Welcome to Shom Hashom on the Daf. Your sponsor, Lurinish Masan Beakashom, Alabas Yitzchok. We're holding in Chagiga Daf Yutes. The Gemara in the end of the base starts the sugyo of chulim shenasu al taras hakodesh, meaning foods which are really chulim, but you treat them with the kedusha restrictions as if they were kodesh. You elevate the chulim to a higher place. And this concept of chulim shenasu al taras hakodesh has brought down many of the sfarim regarding our avoida. That our avodah in this world is to take the chulin, take whatever is just simple things that are just here in the world, and make them al taras hakodesh. The Shla in Maseches Chulin, Perek Torah Or, speaks in length about the fact that even though we have weekday, we have Yom Chul, and then we have Shabbos, which is the Yom Kodesh, but really a person needs to elevate his week and to use that to get closer and bring it to Shabbos. Similar to what the Gemara brings in Beitza, that Shammai always, from the first day of the week, he was always preparing for Shabbos. So we have to take everything that we have and take the choil, the yoim choil, and make it Kodesh B'Kedusha Shabbos. With that says the Shlo, that's why we call the day of Shabbos, Shabbos. And in the Gemara, based on the Torah, we call a week also Shabbos. Adi Mochar Sa Shabbos Sa Shviz, says Untulus, Ad bibosa shvu osso shvioso, the seventh week. So the whole week is really preparing and ready to bring the week to Shabbos. And that's what the Shlok concludes that sugya and says. That's the idea of chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh, is really to elevate the chulin and make that into kodesh. And many of the svarim bring a similar idea. The Degel Machne Ephraim, who's the grandson of the Besht, brings the Neil Baal Shem Tov on the pasuk that says, Visartim vavatim elohim acherim. Yes, what does it mean, Visartim? Sartim means to be meisir, just to move a little bit. He says, when a person just takes away his focus on Shivisi Hashem Negdi Tomit, on Tziyah Kodesh Baruch Hu in front of him the whole time, doesn't have Bechol Drachecha Deheyu, that already is considered to be a little bit of Sartim vavatim elohim acherim. Because a person needs to connect everything he has to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything needs to be together, chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. And these words connect beautifully with the Chovas HaLevavos that we mentioned in a previous year. The Chovas HaLevavos says that by Am Yisrael, we don't have something which is called Rishus. We have either a mitzvah or a veiro. What does it mean? If a person does something which is a mitzvah, that's gevalta, that's a mitzvah. A person does an aveiro, obviously it's the opposite. But when a person does something which is not a mitzvah, not a aveiro, depends why he's doing it. If a person is working for parnaso, because with that he's able to support himself, to learn more, to do mitzvahs, to raise his children, that's a mitzvah. But if he's doing it for the wrong purposes, he uses it for his own gaiva, so then it's aveiro. If a person is resting, if he needs the rest for his avodas Hashem, that's a mitzvah. If he's resting because he's lazy, it's an aveiro. Everything depends on what a person is doing, what he's doing. If he's doing it l'shem shemayim, if he's doing it for the right reason, it's a mitzvah. And if he just does it for no reason at all, only for his own self, that means meal is noite to aveir, goes to the other side. Because really our avoido is to elevate every part of our life to be part of avoidas Hashem. Every part of our lives needs to be begeder chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. Anyone want to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com. Mm-hmm.